The White House Report.
Tuesday afternoon, the place, the White House, a meeting with President Trump and FEMA officials. There is an anticipation of Hurricane Florence as the evacuations in South Carolina and North Carolina are underway.
I've received a briefing from Secretary Nielsen, Administrator Long, and my senior staff regarding Hurricane Florence and other tropical systems that will soon impact the United States and its territories. The safety of American people is my absolute highest priority. We are sparing no expense. We are totally prepared. We're ready. We're as ready as anybody's ever been. And it looks to me, and it looks to all of a lot of very talented people that do this for a living, like this is going to be a storm that's going to be a very large one, far larger than we've seen in perhaps decades. Things can change, but we doubt they will at this stage. It's pretty late stage. We doubt they're going to be veering very far off course. The places that are in the way and in the most jeopardy would be Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, that area. And again, they haven't seen anything like what's coming at us in 25, 30 years, maybe ever. It's tremendously big and tremendously wet, tremendous amounts of water. So I've spoken with the governors of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. They're prepared. We're prepared. We're working very well in conjunction with the governors. I'd like to ask Brock Long, our administrator, has done so well for us in Texas and Florida. We have something, it could very well be very similar to Texas in the sense that it's tremendous amounts of water. Texas was the one that had, I would say to this point, probably more water than we've ever seen in a storm or a hurricane. And it went out for seconds and thirds. We've never seen anything like it. But FEMA, as you know, did a fantastic job, and a fantastic job also in Florida. And I'd like to ask Brock, if you would, to just say a few words to the media as to where it is now, what's going to be happening, and how well prepared we are.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unfortunately, Hurricane Florence is setting up to be a devastating event to the Carolinas and potentially Virginia as well. So as you can see, they're forecasting a major landfalling storm, Category 3 or 4 storm at landfall. The biggest hazard that we're worried about is storm surge. That's the primary driver of the evacuations that are underway by the states of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia right now. But as this system comes in and makes landfall during the weekend, it's forecast to stall out, lose its steering currents, and drop copious amounts of rainfall. Unfortunately, the remnants of Gordon passed through the Mid-Atlantic over the weekend and dropped a lot of rain, saturating rivers. So Hurricane Florence, as it comes in and puts anywhere between 20 and 30 inches more in isolated areas, could create a lot of inland flooding. So right now, sir, we're supporting the governors with achieving their life safety evacuation movements. We're focused on mass care and sheltering, and then we'll be focused on helping them to execute their response and recovery goals.
What are the chances that it veers off course and, you know, the hit won't be so direct? What are the chances of that?
Unfortunately, I believe there's quite a bit of certainty in the track forecast because the forward speed is picking up. It's getting faster. And when systems do that, the track forecast becomes a lot more accurate. And I think the expectation needs to be set with the citizens in this area that if you've been asked to leave, get out of the areas that are going to flood and get into a facility that can withstand the winds. Let's set the expectations as well. This has an opportunity of being a very devastating storm. The power is going to be off for weeks. You're going to be displaced from your home in the coastal areas, and there will be flooding in the inland areas as well. So these are going to be statewide events. The hazards will be statewide.
April Ryan, AURN News.